Technology, it's such a big part of our lives. It can be fun, it can be convenient, just like this podcast, which is why University of Missouri Healthcare is proud to support podcasting on KBIA. Technology can also save your life. That's why so many people turn to University of Missouri Healthcare. Its hospitals and clinics offer you the latest technology, plus a medical team whose skill and knowledge are unparalleled. You know technology makes everyday life a lot better. Well, it's true for your healthcare, too. University of Missouri Healthcare, the care you deserve from the team you trust.
Hello, and welcome to Under the Microscope, KBIA's weekly look into stories in science, health, and technology. I'm Raymond Tungekar. If you go stargazing tonight, you just might see a faint little speck with the Missouri connection. The Brunges Comet was discovered by Warrensburg astronomer Fred Brunges earlier this month. KBIA's Lee Jianchung spoke with the amateur astronomer about his discovery and his passion for the stars. He started by asking Brunges how he's reacting to all the new attention.
You've been featured in a number of articles, and I'm pretty sure people around town know who you are now.
Yeah, it's been very interesting. It's been a lot of fun. I've been getting congratulatory notes from observatories all across the world and a lot of comet hunters that have found comets of their own. They're all very happy that, you know, somebody else found a new one that's been a rather interesting comet.
So can you give me an idea of how rare it is to find a comet?
There's only a few dozen comets in the solar system that are visible at any given time, and most of those get picked up by the professional telescopes with, you know, really large, many feet across telescopes. It's only maybe between 2 and 5 amateur astronomers like me every year that find a comet. So it's worldwide, that's a very rare occurrence.
Run me through the experience of finding this comet.
I just am an amateur astronomer, and I like looking at the sky. And I, you know, for a number of years, I've been looking for a comet. It's hard to find, but it's an interesting goal to pursue as a hobby. And so what happened on Friday night, February 10th, is it was a really clear, really dark night, and I just had this feeling, this is a really good night to find a comet. I got to get out there and look. And so I set up the telescope, and it was just doing its thing. It's automated and computer-controlled. And so later that night, I went and looked at the images, and lo and behold, there was a little fuzzy thing moving. And it's really rare that you see anything fuzzy at all. There's lots of asteroids up there, but when you see something fuzzy like a comet, it really grabs your attention. And so I, you know, wasn't really convinced it was a comet at that point. I had to go through a number of steps to verify if it was real or not. And in the end, I wasn't real convinced. So I waited another night to take some more pictures of it, at which point it was right where it was supposed to be, behaving just like a comet would. And that's when I told the world about it. And immediately, telescopes across the planet started looking at it, and they confirmed it's real, and they confirmed it's a brand new comet. And so it was named after me in honor of the discovery.
Could you tell us a little bit about what you do when you're not looking for comets?
Well, for my day job, I'm an electrical engineer with a company that makes telescope parts and cameras. So I do astronomy day and night, both for fun and for my job. But at nighttime, I want to kick back and have some fun and have a hobby. And so I like looking through telescopes, and I like looking through the sky and searching for comets as a part of that.
I believe your girlfriend's also interested in astronomy, so it's a relationship built on astronomy?
Yes, it is, actually. We met in Antarctica when I went down there to see the total solar eclipse.
How has it been so far?
It's been fantastic. It's really nice to have somebody who shares your interests and can help out and, you know, really collaborate a lot.
So what was her reaction when you found Brunges' comet?
She was really excited. I mean, it's such a rare event. We've had some friends that have found comets in the past, and so it's a big deal in astronomy, and it's a big deal for Missouri. I don't think a comet's ever been discovered by anyone in Missouri. You know, when I showed her the little fuzzy thing on the screen, she was really excited because a comet's a really rare event, and I don't think anyone in Missouri has ever discovered a comet before.
How did your love of comets start?
I think, well, my entire love of astronomy started with comet Halley back in 1986. It made a very close pass to the Earth, and my dad and I went out in the backyard and looked with binoculars, and we saw it. It was a little, you know, a little fuzzy thing, but I was a little kid back then, and it really awakened me to interesting things going on in the sky, and there's fun stuff flying around up there. And so it launched a lifelong interest and career in astronomy.
I see. And how old were you when you saw Halley's Comet?
I was 10 years old.
Okay. What was the experience like seeing Halley's Comet for the first time when you were that age?
I had never really looked at the sky through binoculars before, and so I could see stars. And they kind of look like what you see with the naked eye. But then the little fuzzy thing in the sky was different. You know, normally when you look up in the sky, you don't see a fuzz ball, a cotton ball, or a little cloud up there. And so it was just, it wasn't really impressive. It wasn't knock your socks off, but it made it a deep impression in me that, wow, there's fun stuff up there. I want to learn more about this.
And how long have you been sky-gazing?
Ever since then, ever since 1986. I've bought an ever larger progression of telescopes and cameras and all sorts of accessories, and it's been a really fun hobby.
You have your own astronomy ranch, is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, and we call it I See Stars Ranch, which is kind of a pun, I See Stars. And what we do out here is I have a business, my girlfriend has a business, they're both related to astronomy, and then we have a public observatory where, you know, school groups, Boy Scouts, just normal people can come view the sky through some pretty big telescopes. We have one of the largest telescopes in this region of Missouri, and so we call it I See Stars Ranch because everything we do on this ranch is related to astronomy.
Can you tell us a little bit about the joys of doing astronomy?
Astronomy is really fun for me because, you know, when you look around at all the troubles of the planet Earth and all of the strife and things, and you get really wrapped up in the little details of life and, you know, the little check that bounced or whatever. But, you know, you look up in the sky and it kind of puts you in your place that, you know, you're a really small part of a really big thing. And it's just a way of relaxing for me. It's also a way of exploring, you know. Looking for comets is part of exploring the solar system, just like NASA sends probes out. You know, us astronomers can point our telescopes out and find new things.
Thank you so much for spending time with me today to talk about the Brundage Comet and about yourself.
Sure, no problem.
That was KBIA's Lee Jian-chung speaking to Fred Brundage about his recent discovery of the Brundage Comet. That's it for this week's Under the Microscope. Thanks for listening. Just a reminder that you can listen to this and other stories through our website, kbia.org.